Vision View Sports Radio remains proudly African and deeply rooted in sport.
We have on the line Muzi Radebe, my sports director, to tell us more about those upcoming news. Muzi, how's it?
I'm very well. I hope you guys are doing fine.
We are super fine here on the locker room with Romy Titus. Of course, always a pleasure having you, my man. Tell us, what was, how did that come about? What's the reason? Maybe if you can tell us more on the, sacking of the coach as well.
Yeah, well, basically, as you know, that Loga, that's how we called him, just to avoid complications in terms of
name
and pronunciation. Coach Loga had been in charge for 14 matches, and in those 14 matches, he managed just one win. One win coming away to Botswana, a win which was significant because it ensured that Zimbabwe goes to the Nations Cup for 2022, that is in January. So he has been involved as a result of that win, but other results not going his way. If you look at the way the team performed at Chan, the way the team performed at Kosafa, and just now the way the team performed in terms of those two World Cup qualifiers away to Ethiopia, losing and also drawing with Bafana Bafana. Especially the Bafana Bafana match, many people felt that Zim should have picked 3 points because if you look at it, to be honest, there were lots of changes in terms of the Bafana Bafana lineup. So there's been an uproar with fans complaining, with the media also pushing that he is not doing good enough. And it looks like at the end of it, Zifa had no choice but to let Loga go. So they fired Loga, and they also released his assistants. But we understand that he's going to make a lot of money as he goes out. You are looking at him picking something like 90,000 to 100,000 in terms of what he's going to pocket as a part of
How long was the contract?
And the contract that was run. His contract was running until February.
Okay.
Cut short, so it means
they have to settle it. And now comes in the 49-year-old Norman Mapeza. Now, his background, what will he bring to the team as well?
Yeah, well, Norman Mapeza, as you know, he is in charge of FC Platinum. We have dominated the local scene in the last 3-4 years in terms of winning the championship. Having done that, he has also coached the team in terms of the CAF Champions League. So he comes in with that a bit of African experience. But he has been a national team coach before. I remember some years back in his a match which he was in charge, he did beat Liberia by 3 goals to nil. Before that, he played for Taring T, that is a local team here in Zimbabwe, which is no longer in existence, unfortunately, at the moment. And through playing them, he managed to play in Turkey. He played in Turkey, and when he came back, that's when he started to do his coaching. So he has played in Turkey, has played for the national team before, has captained the national team at some stage, and he has also coached the national team. He's currently the coach for FC Platinum, like I said, who are the reigning champions in terms of Zimbabwean football. So he brings in a lot of experience. But how is that going to be translated in the World Cup qualifiers? Because he's going to be in charge of the back-to-back matches against Ghana. It's going to be interesting. We understand he has brought in his own assistant. He has chosen his own assistant, and these are going to be Manja Mpofu, who is the current coach of Highlanders. Highlanders, one of the biggest clubs here in Zimbabwe. So he's going to be there. And Manja comes in also having been an assistant at some stage of the national under 23 side as well as the senior national team. Another assistant is going to be Taurai Manguro. He's currently the coach of Triangle, another top flight football side. Manguro was once a ZIF technical director, so he's an experienced coach as well as he comes in. And then the goalkeeper's coach is going to be Energy Murambadoro. Murambadoro, formerly with Caps United, and has also played in South Africa, is currently the goalkeeper's coach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Championship winning team as well in Zimbabwe. So they bring in a lot of experience, but how they are going to dish it out against Ghana in those two matches, because they are coming in on an interim basis, being part of those back-to-back matches until next.
But Muzi, I mean, as I'm listening to you, right, and I'm also just trying to get the picture that you're painting of the interim coaches. Why interim? You know, and I want you to park that one side. And then I want us to take a look at Coach Loga. What made this coach the man for the job? What set this man possibly apart from the interim coaches? And the parallel that I'm trying to draw is, do we always seek too far away from home for an abled coach, abled or perhaps decorated, instead of looking right at home? Is that the mistake that we make as Africans?
I think you're right. It could be a mistake that we make. Also, a lack of respect for the local coaches. Also, the way we support the local coaches is different from the way we support foreign coaches. I think, for example, in this case, FIFA still wanted to continue with Loga as the coach. But there was so much pressure that was coming from the media as well as the fans. So they had to make this decision without a concrete plan as to who takes over substantively. And before the year ends, we've got two matches that got fired. So they had to put someone on an interim basis, I'm sure, while they are preparing to see who really takes over. Remember, even before Loga came in, there was Joe Antipas, chicken in coach. He had already picked a number of points that some people are actually attributing to having enabled Zimbabwe to go through to the Nations Cup. So there is that element, like you're saying, of not supporting or giving the local coaches the same resources. And this is an African problem, and we only call them on an interim basis. If they lose a few matches, you quickly spread them out.
Yeah, and it is sad, and I wish it is something that we can change, but it is a destabilizer as well. So in your humblest opinion, I mean, what do you think the chances of Zimbabwe are?
Well, I think our chances for the World Cup now are a bit slim. If you remember very well, Ghana also just fired the technical team. So there is a new part that is coming in, and the new blood obviously would want to impress.
Yeah.
And so the away match for Zim to Ghana is going to be a very difficult match, if I may say. The best that we tried to pick a 3 point at the National Sports Stadium when we play Ghana. And we are looking at difficult fixtures because there is also Bafana Bafana, who surprised Ghana with that 1-0 win. So if Bafana Bafana can push for back-to-back wins against Ethiopia, very much in their favor, because the chances are now very bright that Zimbabwe will force a win at the National Sports Stadium, and the Ghana might force a win in Ghana. And if Bafana Bafana get back-to-back against Ethiopia, or even if they win in South Africa, pick a point in Ethiopia, and with Zimbabwe and Ghana winning each of their home matches, it advantages Bafana Bafana. So it's very difficult for Zimbabwe the way I see it now. We should have beaten Bafana Bafana and forced a draw in Ethiopia.
Askis, hey. Anyway, Muzi, it's always a pleasure chatting. Thank you very much for sharing your insight into the Zimbabwean team here with us on The Locker Room.
Many thanks.
More than welcome. Muzi Khadebe there, my sports director, just talking about Zim's chances. Are they slim? Are they not? But remember, the stakes are so high, Dikgang, that
yeah.
I think you can't write off any team. I definitely don't. I take a look at the hard work, the blood, the sweat, the tears.
Your 24-hour sport entertainment radio station. Vision View Sports Radio.